Ladies and gentlemen, ATW Audio Works proudly presents Strangers in Paradise Book 7, Sanctuary.
I don't know what fabric lies beneath the life we live, but on the other side of our mortal pain is a place of sanctuary.
This is our past. This is Francine's future. Or at least, one of them.
It's been 10 years. 10 years since we last spoke. 10 years since I looked into her eyes. 10 years since she held my hand and told me goodbye. I didn't believe her when she said it. But I was wrong. 10 years. I smell her hair in the wind. The scent of winter. Suddenly I realize, for the first time in 10 years, I can breathe.
Hello?
Hi, Marie. Is Francine there?
No, I thought she was with you, Brad.
Huh?
Well, she left this morning to meet you for lunch at Cleo's in the old hotel. She's been gone a couple of hours now.
Damn, I completely forgot about it. Listen, tell her I'm sorry. Something came up at the office, and I'll have to work late tonight. Okay?
Brad, I don't want to interfere, but...
Help! Granny! Granny, help! It's emergency!
Oh, I'll have to go. I'll tell Francine you called.
Hurry! Hurry! Mr. Beans is in the toilet!
How did he get in the toilet?
He had to go to the bathroom!
Ashley, dear, teddy bears don't go to the bathroom.
That's what I told him! Hurry!
Why did you change into the purple shorts? What happened to your dress?
It fell down the potty, too! Hurry!
What do you say after 10 years? What if it's wrong? People change? What if I look into her eyes and find a stranger? I wait for courage in the shadows, but it doesn't come. Something else moves me to take the first step. I'm walking.
Ma'am? Oh, ma'am?
Huh?
Sorry, you left your purse in the restaurant.
Oh, thank you.
Nope. You seemed pretty distracted, waiting for your husband and all. Did he ever show up?
No.
Oh, well... I'm sure he'll smother you in flowers and kisses tonight when you get home.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
No problem. Good luck.
What? Where did she... catch you? Catch you.
Ma'am, it's getting late. Are you a guest at the hotel? Do you want me to have a bellhop help you to your room?
No. I live here in town.
Well, I'm going to call you a cab, okay?
I have a car.
I better get you a cab anyway. The hotel has a policy about customers who've had a lot to drink. And we want to make sure you get home safely.
Home. That's all I want. I just want to go home.
Oh, don't you worry, ma'am. We'll make sure you get home, all right.
You don't understand.
3402 Sunset in the West Memorial District. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, where the big houses are.
Make sure she gets to the door safe and sound. The driver will take you home, ma'am. You can pick up your car tomorrow, okay? Good night.
You live in Memorial? Nice. You live there long? Reason I ask, because I had a cousin that lived there once. Maybe you heard of him. Joe Hernandez? No, huh? Well, I'm not surprised. We don't hear from him anymore anyway. Not since he got a job at advertising.
Did you find her?
What's that?
I said, did you find her?
Yes.
Where?
You have to ask?
I already checked the Rodin.
She's still in the fraud exhibit. She saw that painting by Potthast, and she hasn't budged since.
Oh. Maybe we should order lunch or something.
I'm hungry, too. I'll go check on her. Catch you?
Francine, look. Who do they remind you of?
Oh, wow.
Cool.
I said, this is the place, right? Do you want me to help you to the door?
No. Thanks for the ride.
Francine? Oh, thank the Lord! Where have you been? I'm worried sick about you. I was ready to call the police. Oh, look at you. You're soaked to the bone. Come inside before you catch your death of pneumonia. Where have you been all day? Are you okay?
I want to go home, Mom.
You are home, sweetheart. In your own home, safe and sound.
No. I mean home. Really home.
Ugh. You mean back to Tennessee? Well, I think that's a good idea. You and Ashley come home with me, and then Brad will see...
No! I don't care what Brad thinks anymore. Ugh.
I don't understand.
I'm stuck.
There. You're not making any sense, Francine. You just need a good night's sleep. Tomorrow we'll sit down and have a nice long talk, and you can tell me everything.
I saw her, Mama. I saw her. She was sitting in a gazebo, watching reflections on the lake. She was beautiful. And when I was watching her, I felt so strange. Like I was waking up. It was like the last 10 years, my whole marriage. I've been dead. Then I saw her, and I remember who I was, and I remember what it felt like to be alive. And then she was gone.
Listen, honey. You and Brad are just going through a rough time, that's all. If you just sat down and talked to each other, I'm sure you could... talk things out. Right. I can't sit by anymore and watch the life drain out of you. No more, honey. No more. No more.
Is Mommy sick?
What? No, sweetheart. She's just very tired. We need to let her sleep, okay?
Okay.
Go back to bed.
Okay.
There it is.
505-982. Oh, Lord, forgive me.
Now I lay me down to sleep, to close my eyes to find my dreams. If I do, they'll let me stay. So, Mommy, don't you cry, okay? If by dawn my eyes won't rise, you'll know I'm home and safe inside. So, now I lay me down to sleep. If I wake up in tears, I'll be. Again, another day I'll face, till I can close my eyes and say, now I lay me down to sleep, to close my eyes, to find my dreams. If I do, they'll let me stay. So, Mommy, don't you cry, okay?
Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep by Griffin Silver. Copyright 1990, Mamalai Music.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be home.
Are you hungry?
Starved.
I'll have breakfast ready in a minute. How did it go in Houston?
Fine, I guess. I have a lawyer selling my mother's house and settling her will. I think I'm done. So what did I miss?
Not much. You haven't been gone that long.
Did Peter call?
Yeah, he left a message on the machine. He's already sold the paintings you gave him. He says he needs more.
Sure. I'll just whip them right out for him.
I don't like him.
That's why I hired you. Anything else?
A message from a lady who said she was calling to tell you about someone named Francine.
Hmm?
She left her number. She said you told her to call if there was ever a problem. Then that lady from the Santa Fe Society of the Fine Arts called. She wants you to...
Where's the phone? Where's the phone?
I put it in your room. What? What's wrong? Breakfast is almost ready. Do you want to... What's gotten into you? I've never seen you run so fast.
Louisa, book me a flight back to Houston.
But you just came from...
Now, please!
Things aren't right here, Katina. I've never seen Francine this way, and I'm worried about her. She's so sad and tired all the time. She drinks and cries herself to sleep every night. She won't talk to me about it, but tonight she said she wanted to go home.
I think she means you. Katina. Listen, I know it's none of my business. I just can't sit by and watch my daughter die like this. Please come back, Katina. Whatever happened between you two, let it go. Whatever I said about you and your relationship with Francine, I'm sorry. Please. Come back.
This was her future. Or at least one of them. This is her present. It's the only one she's got.
You're going to fall in.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. Then you'll catch pneumonia and die tragically at the age of 27, and I'll spend the last 60 years of my life a bitter old maid who keeps her past locked in a tiny box.
What's in the box?
I'll clutch it to me on my deathbed and whisper, Francine.
What's in the box?
They'll bury us together on a hillside overlooking a beautiful valley, and an old man named David will bring flowers to our grave every Christmas Eve.
The box?
What about it?
What's in it?
Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Peanuts. The last thing you were holding when I pushed you in!
Very funny. Ouch!
Watch it, they're hungry. I can't believe they're eating out of your hand like that.
I know. Why can't I get men to do this?
Why would you want to?
If I fell in, would you come save me? Well?
Would you really want me to?
Well, yeah, sure. Because I'd be like freezing and drowning and everything, right? Gah.
Are we still talking what I think we're talking about?
Okay, hot tamales. Get your red hot tamales right here.
I don't know what it is about tamales, but I love them.
My old addiction changed the wiring in my brain, so that when it turns the switches, I am not the same. Like the flowers toward the sun, I will follow and stretch myself out thin. There's a part of me that's already buried who sends me out into this wind. My old addiction, now the other side of day, the springtime of my lifestyle, turns the other way. If the swan can have a song, then I think I know that tune. The page is only a scroll, and I am gone this afternoon.
Form! Art is all about the expression of form. I want you to pay particular attention to form. Let's all say it together. Form. Very nice. Now then, unfortunately, our regular models Amber Star and Crystal Tiffany weren't able to make bail this morning. So we'll be using a new model on loan from the Art Institute. This is Mark. Here, Mark, sit on that stool.
I want to have his children.
You're old enough to be his mother.
Form. Michelangelo, Degas, Warhol. They all knew something about form. Well, maybe not Warhol. Forget Warhol. To hell with Warhol! Form. What is it? How do we get some? Study the model's form.
Oh, I will.
Get to know it in detail. Yep. Burn it into your brain until there is nothing else, and the image looks like a fiery brand on the blank, white paper you clutch in your eager little hands.
You can brand me
anything. Be the form. And let the form be. Picture that bee buzzing around the page, leaving up the pollen of form on the paper. Chase it with your pencil. Worship the form. The form is within you and without you.
Yes.
Embrace it.
My God, he's perfect.
Chase it with your pencil. Worship the form. The form is within you and without you. Hare Krishna, embrace it.
Yes.
Becky, no.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Here's what I'm talking about. Here's somebody who gets it. Observe, people. You too can draw like this if you do what I tell you.
Hey, I'm working here, buttbag. Give me my sketchbook back. You're blocking my view.
Okay. Let's try a little experiment. I'd like one of you to examine our model's form closely. Any volunteers?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Pick me.
Thank you, class. See you next Thursday.
I told you this was better than pottery class.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Warhol?
Oh, Miss Chuvansky. A moment of your time, if I may?
Oh, jeez.
I've been keeping an eye on your progress in my class, and I must say truly that I am impressed. In fact, I'm thinking of sponsoring you for the Houston exhibition on Tomorrow's Artists. So, what do you think? Huh? Well?
No, thanks.
But you cannot be serious! This is a very prestigious exhibit! Only the most promising artist in Houston will be showing!
Not interested.
But you're the best we've ever had! We need you to represent us and show the committee what the Foster Wolf Art Experience School can produce!
You don't produce me. You're full of crap! The only reason I even come here is for the models! And I would rather die than have anybody think I was ever within earshot of you and your pathetic act.
Okay. You don't have to say you came up through my system. Just let us be your private sponsor. Nobody will know but the Arts Committee, and that's all we need when we try to renew our grant. There'll be representatives there from every major gallery in the country. This could be your big break.
Okay. But you have to stay away from me, got it? I don't want any association between me and your...
Yes, of course!
No sponsoring or anything like that, got it?
Oh yeah, got it. No problem, not to worry. I'll take care of everything. Thanks again!
Well, did she agree to let us sponsor her for the exhibition?
Are you kidding? She was so excited she about broke my hand shaking it. What are you doing?
This is my project for the exhibition. What do you think?
What's it supposed to be?
America!
It's just a barrel full of baseballs.
Aha! That's just what they want you to think. Look, see? They each have a little X on them. Huh? Huh?
So basically, your piece is a statement on the secret agenda of Major League Baseball.
Foster, the truth is out there. Chris Carter says so.
There's one last piece of pie left. Anybody? David, you didn't eat very much.
No thanks, Francine. Salad, spaghetti, homemade rolls, and two pieces of cherry pie is my limit. I'm stuffed.
I'm not going to cook anymore if you two aren't going to eat it. Excuse me.
Have you guys ever heard of the Houston Exhibition of Tomorrow's Artists?
Sure. That's a big show. A lot of famous artists got their start there.
When is it, Kachu? Do you want to go?
I guess so. I've been invited to show my paintings there.
What? Are you serious? Catch you, that's great!
You're going to be in the exhibition for real?
Yeah, looks like it.
Catch you! Catch you!
What? What?
Well, it's nice to see we're taking this all in stride.
Oh my god, what will we wear? We've got to go shopping.
Oh yeah, that was my first thought.
No, Francie, see, it's the art they look at, not us.
I know, but you gotta look nice, right? You don't want everybody thinking we live in a rent house by the railroad tracks.
Francine, we do live in a rent house by the railroad tracks.
I know, but you don't want everybody thinking that? Sheesh.
Reality, zero. Francine, negative one. Your turn.
Nah, I kind of like her version.
Ah, I have no clothes!
So, are you going to show a cross sample of your work? Or do you think maybe a theme of some kind?
I don't know. I was kind of hoping you guys could help me figure that out.
I think the lilies are pretty.
Pretty. How nice.
Well, I don't know what to say. I look at a painting of flowers and all I see are flowers. You guys see all that artsy stuff.
David, what do you think?
I still like the nudes. They're really powerful, Kachu. What? You disagree?
No, it's just... I don't know. Oversized paintings of masculinity just don't mean that much to me anymore. Whatever that means. I'm looking for something different. Softer, more natural. Something...
Okay, guys, tell me the truth. Slinky sweater dress in slimming black or chic gray conservative. What do you think?
Closer to my heart.
What? Too much? Too little? I have khaki. What? Oh no. I know that look! No way! Forget it!
Francine, please! You promised me you would someday, and look, here it is! The perfect day!
Fine! You can paint me! But I don't want anybody else to see me in anything but a new dress! Don't they have models for this sort of thing?
Yeah, sure, but... Francine, you are my model. You're in everything I do, everything I try to do. Everything I dream. And I'm in everything you do, right?
Yeah?
So when do we stop hiding each other, huh? When do we get to live as if we belong here? We belong here. We belong here. We belong here. We belong here.
Oh, how long was I asleep? Ugh. Fucking fall.
We're making biscuits, Granny.
See that.
Do you make biscuits at your house?
Who, me? Nah, I'm a lousy cook. Rosa makes them for me.
Is Rosa your granny?
No, Rosa's my maid.
Your hair is really long.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Your hair's pretty. Okay, now we put them in the pan.
Like this?
Well, let's... Don't stack them. I think they'll cook better if we lay them down next to each other. Like this, see?
I can do it! Granny, look! We're making biscuits!
I see, dear. Here you go. Okay, now we put them in the oven, right?
Yep.
Here, you hand them to me, and I'll put them in the oven.
There you go.
Are they ready yet?
Not yet. They need to cook for a few minutes.
Kachu?
Mommy, look! I'm making biscuits with Aunt Kachu.
Hey.
Maybe we can make biscuits at your house sometimes, Aunt Kachu.
I would love to, sweetheart. You know, we have the most beautiful sunsets at my house. I can't wait to show them to you.
Thank you, Lord. Softly and tenderly, I pull you to my heart.
You never thought to cover up.
But something's wrong. I feel so rushed.
The air you breathe, it's not enough.
Now whatever will become of me?
Elegant waste and chivalry?
Will I dream my life along?
Or wake to find your timing gone?
Will I dream of wondrous things?
Things that only God has seen.
Or will I grow to love this world?
And only see the man machine?
Yet here I stand, against the wall.
Afraid to breathe, afraid you'll fall.
That's when you come and hold me tight, and tell me...
Everything will be all right.
So softly and tenderly, I pull you to my heart.
You never thought to cover up.
But something's wrong. I feel so rushed.
The air you breathe?
It's not enough.
When I was 13, I watched a classmate die on the concrete beside the school bus. In the noise and play of pushing children, the little boy had been thrust before the approaching bus and run over. Waiting for the ambulance, we stood around him like a wall of life and watched him die. At first he groaned and couldn't move, his eyes shut tight. But as the crowd recalled the horrific moment again and again from various points of view, the boy grew silent. He opened his eyes and looked beyond our silhouettes to watch the sun with a peaceful calm. Then I realized he no longer saw the sky or felt the autumn breeze, nor did he feel any pain or hear the sounds of the teachers crying. I don't know what fabric lies beneath the life we live, but on the other side of our mortal pain is a place of sanctuary. I know, because I stood beside a little boy and watched him find it once. Years later, I held Emma's hand until she found sanctuary in the snow, falling outside her window. Then I found it in the back seat of a speeding police car under Francine's tears. I guess that's why I came back. There's something more important than the work we do and the roles we play. There's something more than how we move or where. There's something about who we touch and why. And it matters more than we can understand or perhaps remember. So it doesn't matter what happened or what was said that awful summer 10 years ago. Before, if Francine needs me, I'll be here for her. To hold her hand, to let her know she's not alone. I owe her that much, don't you see? In her eyes, I found sanctuary. And now, when life is shadows in the sun, Francine looks for it too. But isn't it ironic she looks to me
for something I saw in her all along? I don't know. Maybe sanctuary isn't really found in the sun, or snow, or loved ones' tears. Maybe when the moment's right, these things merely catch a reflection of our own soul, and reminds us of who we really are. And that home is never all that far away. It's just beyond the silhouettes that dark the sun.
You know, we have the most beautiful sunsets at my house. I can't wait to show them to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, Ashley. Let's go upstairs and get you dressed for kindergarten.
I have to cook the biscuits.
Aunt Kachu will watch them for us. Come on.
I want to wear my purple shorts, okay?
Why don't we pick a nice dress instead?
My purple dress!
You have a beautiful little girl. You have a beautiful home. A beautiful man. A beautiful life. So what's wrong with this picture? It's okay. Really? I'm here. I won't leave you.
Go get it, Mickey.
Feeling better?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing what a shower and clean clothes will do for you, isn't it? I'm sorry I looked so ragged this morning. I didn't sleep well last night.
No need to explain. Pretty sweater.
Thank you. I got this in Santa Fe.
Oh, really? When were you in Santa Fe?
Brad and I went skiing there last Christmas.
Did you stay in town?
Yeah. We stayed right by the plaza downtown. One of those beautiful old places, you know. Very elegant. With all this southwestern charm. They served tea in the lobby every afternoon.
Oh, the Hotel St. Francis.
Yes, that's the one. And at night, we walked along this street lined with candles.
Yeah, Canyon Road. They line the walls and houses with luminaries for the holiday. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes. You've been there?
I live just north of Santa Fe, about 45 minutes away in the mountains.
I didn't know that. To think I was so close. All this time, I thought you were living in Hawaii.
I was. I lived there for 6 years. But I sold the house and moved about 4 years ago. I lived in New York for a while after that. Had a nice little apartment on the Upper East Side. Then I took a trip to New Mexico and found this place in the mountains, and I thought, this is it. You know, this is where I belong. I've been there ever since.
I thought I saw you a couple of days ago, in the gazebo behind the Ridley Hotel.
Really? I was there. I had to come to town last weekend to take care of some business. Why didn't you say anything?
I was going to, but I got held up, and then you were gone.
Must have been when I was checking out. I went to look at the lake before I caught a cab.
I was beginning to wonder if I just imagined it. You know, wishful thinking.
No. My mother died last week. I had to come over to take care of the arrangements and all that.
Oh, Kachu, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, really. You weren't that close, you know? I paid for her care. That's it. She made her choice a long time ago.
So, after all this time, going on what, 10 years?
10 years, 2 months, 3 weeks, and a day.
Okay. So after 10 years, 2 months, 3 weeks...
And a day.
And a day! After all that, I find you in my kitchen. How did I get so lucky all of a sudden?
Your mother called me.
My mother?
Can you believe it? I've been giving her my numbers all these years, you know, in case of emergency.
She never said a word.
I thought she was just throwing them away.
I've missed you, Katina.
I've missed you too, Francie. Listen, Francine.
You haven't said a word about David. How is he? Did you two go to Hawaii and get married like you said you would? I've always tried to picture you guys living there in your beach house with these great tans and all. It's a lot easier to picture you in Santa Fe, though. David's always been a jean jacket kind of guy, know what I mean? Gosh, I can't wait to see him. Oh God, can you imagine the three of us back together again? I'm sorry, did I say something wrong? Kachu, David's all right, isn't he? You guys did get married and all that, right? I mean, I assumed.
Yeah, we were married. We had a ceremony on the cliffs near Hannah. We lived in the house there. That was the happiest time of my life. I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life there, in Hawaii, with David.
What happened? Kachu? My foot's asleep!
You're whining again!
I can't feel my foot! Is it still there? It's not blue or anything, is it?
Francine, I swear you are so high maintenance. All you have to do is sit there. Look at me, I have to stand and use my arm.
How much longer?
We just started. I haven't even finished my charcoal sketch yet.
Did you hear that? Was that the door?
Would you relax? Gah! Nobody's gonna walk in on us. David's at school, the front door's locked, the back door's locked.
I wish I hadn't eaten breakfast. I look fat, don't I?
You don't look fat. You look marvelous. Simply marvelous.
Shut up.
I will if you will.
All right. Fine.
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 All right then.
Stop it. I'll lose my pose.
Okay, wait, wait. I just need to get your face here. Hold still! Just...
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
I have to blow my nose! I'm drowning!
Oh, well, if you're drowning...
Oh. My. God.
What?
Is that me?
Yeah? Why? What?
She's beautiful.
Francie, it's you. There's no she. That's you.
No way. Really?
Geez, sweetheart, what do you see when you look in the mirror?
Not her.
Maybe that's your problem. How do you know what to do if you don't know who you are?
My problem.
Crap! I don't mean it like that, Francine. I just meant whatever holds you back, you know? Whatever keeps you from being all that you can be.
Maybe I should join the army.
Damn it. Francine!
I didn't mean anything by it.
Yes, you did!
Everything you say means something, Kachu. I know that now.
What's that supposed to mean? Francine! Unlock this door! Francine! Why are you freaking out on me?
Because I know what you paint now. I know what you're doing. This isn't about what I can be. This is about what you want me to be.
That's crazy.
No kidding.
Francine, listen, let's just cool. Francine? I swear to God, if you slam that door in my face one more time, I will kick it down! Francine!
Do you remember yesterday? Do you remember what I was like down? I feel that madness come my way. I must drink to the vicious clowns. I don't know if I found your care, but I used to have a lot of names. Then one so tender pushed me here, and I watch as they fade away. Again, I wake up on the tiles, and it was like I was never gone. Then just before the pain comes on, remember, this is where I started from.
Sometimes a relationship is like a house of cards. No, wait. Relationships are a damn house of cards. You spend all this time working on them and building them, and they look fine, you know, looking good, but the stupid things are fragile as hell. It doesn't matter how much time you spend working on it. If you want, you can bring it all down in a single breath.
What are you doing? I am not gonna play games with you, Francine. Talk to me, or I will kick this whole frickin' house down!
How did you do that? You smashed the door to bits!
Why are you running from me? Why are you locking me out?
Because, stupid me, I just realized I'm not your best friend. I'm your best project.
Have you lost your mind?
Look at your painting! That's who you want me to be! You said so yourself. I'm sorry I'm not Superwoman.
That's not what I said. Don't twist my words. I hate when you do that.
Oh, really? I guess that must be another one of my problems.
Okay. Now you listen. And you listen good, because I'm only going to say this one more time. I do not mean to imply you have some huge, god-awful problem. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. For real. Okay?
Well,
all I meant was I know you struggle with self-doubt about your life and love, and why you can't keep a boyfriend and all that. What?
Oh boy.
What?
You want to know what my real problem is? You want to know?
What?
You want to be lovers, and I won't do it! There, I said it. It's out there. What do you think of that? Well, I won't do it. You hear me? It's not going to happen. I wasn't brought up that way, and if my mother ever found out, it'd kill her. So if that's all you're hanging around for, you can just leave right now.
Don't talk to me like Freddy Femur.
You act like Freddy? I'll treat you like Freddy.
This is why every guy you've ever known dumped you! What are you gonna do, Francine? Run off everybody who tries to get close to you? Which side of your family did you get that from? Your whore-dogging dad or your frigid mother? And what makes you think I want to be lovers with you anyway? How conceited can you get? You think you're so frickin' hot that every man and woman on the planet wants you, whether they're gay or not.
Oh, don't give me that pious act. You are so gay, and you know it. I saw the pictures.
What pictures?
You know, the ones in your file.
You looked at my file?
I had to! You were never going to tell me about it!
You had no right!
I had every right! You go to California, you don't tell me squat, you just go and disappear off the face of the earth! Twice!
Oh, God! You are so full!
You've done it to me twice, Catchu! Twice!
Oh, wait, you're right.
How do you think that makes me feel, huh? You have this whole other life I know nothing about! If anybody's like my dad, it's you. I always knew you weren't telling me everything, Catchu. But you've never told me anything.
What?
Why, Catchu? Why do you say, let's be close, but then you keep all these secrets from me? Tell me. Fine. I know I haven't had a lot of luck with boyfriends. But it doesn't help for you to ridicule me about it. That's not how best friends treat each other. I guess if you had one, you'd know that.
Lucy, I'm home. Hey, Francine, guess what? I got an A on my art history. Hey, Catchu! Guess what? I got an A on my... What's gotten into everybody around here? Hey! Where's my door? What the... What happened to my room?
Your classic rock station is kicking off another two-song rock block with a little Todd Rundgren.
Hello?
Francie, listen, this is stupid.
I'm not talking to you!
That's an interesting piece. What does it say to you?
It says never trust a pretty woman. What the hell is this?
Pepsi.
I asked for Jack Daniels.
Catchu, you've got to slow down. You've had 3 drinks since we've got here already.
What are you counting for? It's not like I have to do anything. We just stand around and listen to the cultural black holes react to crap. Idiots!
Catchu, you don't want to do this. Don't get drunk at your first exhibition. Drink the Pepsi.
Tell you what, D-boy. If you can make the pain go away, I'll drink you. If not, shut up and get that nasty crap out of my face!
Catchu.
Where's the bar? Gotta do everything myself.
Man, I wish they'd make up.
I beg your pardon. Was that young woman Katina Chuvansky? I simply must share my reaction to her wonderful paintings.
Now's not a good time. She's a little tense right now.
Oh, I understand completely. The pressures of the creative mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, give her my card, and when she's ready, have her give me a call. If she's serious, she'll need a benefactor. I'd like to help.
Thank you, Miss, Carolyn Hobbs? As in the new Hobbs Foundation Museum?
One and the same. You won't forget to give her my card now, will you?
No, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, man. I gotta tell Kachu.
Well, here's one of them. The other two must be around here somewhere.
Freddy, be nice.
Oh, sorry.
Watch where you're going, pal.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Freddy, Casey, hi.
Think you got enough to drink there, Danny?
David. How's it going, David? Isn't it great?
Oh, yeah. The response has been just fantastic.
Look, where's Chuvansky? I didn't come here to talk to the houseboy. Where's the artist? Where's Chuvansky?
She's right over there.
Whiskey! And make it snappy!
That's the spirit. I like a woman who likes whiskey.
Oh, really?
Righto.
So do I.
Wine, please?
Whiskey! Today!
I don't know what we did before SUVs.
German cars.
Yes, but that was back when German cars meant something.
Before entry-level models.
Damn straight. So, I fired my broker. I do all my own investing now.
Internet?
Absolutely, it's the only way to go. Of course, you have to know the market.
How did you do this year?
Lost my ass.
Hey! You don't have to make it from scratch. The bottle kind is just fine.
I played 72 holes today.
Well, me too.
Ooh, getting a little edgy there, aren't we, Miss Chuvansky? What's the matter? AA kick you out of the club?
Look at you. Love the goatee. It's so original. Frickin' sheep.
It's called manhood, you drunken diva. You should try it sometime. Most women go nuts for it. Oh, I forgot you don't go for that male stuff, do you, Butch? Can't take the competition.
Bought like a sheep for me, Freddy.
Shut up.
Go like this.
Yeah, where's your girlfriend, huh? Aren't you two married yet?
If you're talking about Francine, she's dead.
What?
Or sick. I can't remember which. What's the one where you stop talking to your loved one?
How about that whiskey?
You are a total mental case, Chuvansky. I'm talking Psycho City out there. Zoom!
Screw it! I'll get it myself!
Don't get any wild ideas back there, sheep boy.
Hell? Nothing but wine!
And the girls haven't talked to each other since. It's been 2 weeks now, and... What the?
Sounds like Freddy and Kachu found each other.
That was mean of me to send him over there. Kachu's in a really bad mood. I better...
No, don't. They'll be okay. I think they enjoy it in a weird sort of way. Besides, we've never had a chance for us to talk, just the two of us.
Do you hear screaming?
How do you do it?
Do what?
How does one guy, one very good-looking guy, manage to live with two women and keep them both happy?
I don't.
Oh, David. I'm serious. I really want to know. Most men have no idea what a woman really wants. What a woman needs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is again. Did you hear that?
Is it wrong for me to talk to you like this, David? Do I make you uncomfortable? David!
That's screaming. That's Francine!
You've been listening to part one of The Omnibus for Strangers in Paradise, Book 7, Sanctuary by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ and Nicole Tomte. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra, Chris Honeywell, and Shane Ivers. Vanessa Van Zer was Kachu. Nicole Tomte was Francine. David Ellis was David, an answering machine. Charlie Niemeyer was Brad, an idiot art patron. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters, Tambi, and Monica Lewinsky. Kira Hendricks was Ashley. Tori Moray was waitress. Eugene R. Hendricks was Cabby, asshole art patron, Ronaldo, and rude audience member. John Wilson was bartender, Griffin Silver, ignorant art student, clueless art patron, Bill Clinton, and lawyer. Thomas DJ was doorman, translator, Peter, flirting asshole, and jerky Springer. Casey Shaw was Louisa, horny art student, and art assistant. Tim Price was art instructor and horny audience member. Cambry Varner was practical art student, woman art patron, Aunt Libby, and Sarge. Brad Oxnam was Freddie. Femi London was Casey. Anna Crawford was Carolyn Hobbs and Hillary Clinton. James Hickson was John. Claire Void was Ruby. Kitani was Verlene. Chris Honeywell was Uncle Maury and Wounded Officer. Luke Giaconetti was Bailey. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.